joining us on KNBR 680. Boy, it's always nice to see him. I remember interviewing him back when he played. And that is Lee Smith, a roving pitching instructor for the Giants. What do you tell someone like Embry about being a closer? What advice do you give him?
Well, the main thing is just have a really thick skin, you know, and a short memory, you know. The one thing I always talk to him about, and it really worked for me, is when you're doing good, don't get too high. And when you struggle a little bit, don't be too hard on yourself. Because relief pitching, there's no happy medium, man. It's either you're going to be pitched a lot or you're going to sit the bench, you know. So the one thing out there is don't second guess yourself. Now, when you go out there and you make up your mind you're going to make a pitch, be all heart into making that pitch, you know, and don't second-guess yourself, you know, because it's going to be a whole lot more people second-guessing you. So the main thing is when you go out there to make a pitch, make that's what you want to do. And not I didn't really want to do that because you don't get a second chance as a closer.
Good advice. Buck O'Neill signed you way back, Chicago Cubs, Buck O'Neill.
I tell you what, man, if one guy really stick out in my mind, it would definitely be Buck O'Neill, and the next would be Mr. Fergie Jenkins, another Hall of Famer, man. But, you know, Buck, you know, the things that he just taught me, you know, about life, you know, off the field, you know, and things like that, you know, how to carry yourself. And he used to say, you know what, Smitty, don't think that when you do something you're representing the Chicago Cubs. He says, you're representing yourself. You got to have respect for yourself first. And I always keep that in my mind, you know. Treat people the way you want to be treated. I always like to be in that good mood, and you can talk to any one of these kids in this organization. None of them have a problem coming up talking to me because I'm always kidding around with the guys, but I get my point over to the point that I think that they need when they go between the lines.
Who made you a closer? Now, you look a big man, and I imagine you threw hard. You remind me, of course, Joe Black, one of my dear friends, Joe Black, and he was a starting pitcher for the Dodgers in the 50s, Rookie of the Year, then a great reliever. And who made you a reliever?
Well, the main guy, I'd have to go with Mr. Randy Hundley. He was my Double-A manager in Midland, Texas. And he would tell me, he would give me such a hard time, but I'd get out there in that fifth or sixth inning, start dilly-dilling around, as he called it, you know, with all speed pitches. And he said, you know what? Don't throw on the side tonight. I'm going to use you in the bullpen. I'm like, what? Man, I'm not a relief pitcher. Because at that time, it was somewhat a slap in the face to be a reliever. You know, it was like, you're not good enough to start. So throw the guys in the bullpen and use them when the game is down 10-0, you know. But, you know, I actually got an opportunity to do that relief. And I probably had 2 years in the big leagues before I actually enjoyed being a relief pitcher. Because you come to the ballpark and you don't know what's going to happen. I like to be in, you know, being able to prepare myself, you know. But to come in every day and have an opportunity to play, and that really came into the thing. But I really didn't know how my arm was going to react to it. You know, I didn't know, being a starter for like 3 years, how we're going to react to it coming back, you know, throwing day to day.
But it did react well. You had that rubber arm where you could come back 3 or 4 games in a row.
Because it was a tough thing, you know. A lot of hard throwers weren't able to throw 2 or 3 days in a row. And I think the key thing throughout my career was I didn't throw too much. When I got ready, I knew how, it didn't take a whole lot for me to get loose. And I think the wear and tear on the body, the running and things like that, I used to swim a lot. And because, you know, the National League had a lot of AstroTurf in my era. So, I mean, I see some of the guys now, like, you know, Ellis Valentine and Andre Dawson, and see those guys, you know, how their knees are, like, killing them right now. So I actually swim a lot other than running on the AstroTurf.
Boy, interesting. All right. Hall of Famer. Now, as I said it before, and I've talked to a lot of people about you, you should be a Hall of Famer. It's one of these votes. You got about 47%. You got another 5 years on the ballot. I don't know what the criteria is for the Hall of Fame for a relief pitcher, but we see Suter going in and Eckersley going in and people like that going in and Gossage going in. Why not Lee Smith? I mean, you have the numbers of, what, 478 saves, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Well, you know what? I think one guy said to me, I asked, what's the problem with me? You know, he said, well, you know what, you play for a lot of teams. You know, like, I didn't ask to be traded, you know, but that means somebody wanted you, you know. And I said, well, you know what, I thought in the Hall of Fame voting was stats. You know, what you did in your era, and if you were like one of the best at what you were doing in your prime, you know, or in the time that you were playing, you know. So that was the one thing that I thought that was sort of, you know, mind-boggling. What team that you play for, what did it matter? You know, you save the game, you know, in that situation like that. But I think things are coming around now. It's starting to get a little more respect, you know, because you look at, even when it started, like the Troy Percival and the era when the Angels won the World Series, where the teams would be without a good closer now. And I think they're finding out now the importance of relief pitching in the bullpens for everybody to actually have a chance to get into the playoffs.
Now, you were a man who could close a game when you came in. You were as known as anybody in baseball for coming in. When that gate opened, Lee Smith came in. You knew what was going to happen. But the era of the 2 or 3 innings save preceded you.
Well, you know what? I actually pitched in a lot of games that were Todd games, you know, and myself and Goose and guys would go out there, and we were like, you know, the guys were like, hey, Smitty, you pitched one inning. I'm like, you look at the stats. They was talking about Mariano Rivera, you know, pitching a two-inning save game or something like that, and they looked up my stats, and I had like 55 two-inning or more, you know. But we actually went in Todd games, and I actually pitched in games we were losing, you know, in Wrigley, one run when nothing at Wrigley. So I'd come in the game in the eighth inning, pitch the eighth to ninth inning, you know, things like that. But I actually really like throwing a lot, you know. I go out there and I throw one inning, you throw 12 pitches, I didn't even get loose, you know. But the thing is now, I think they want it to be where the guys are going to be a lot sharper, you know, in the playoffs and possibly World Series, and I think that's why they want the guys to throw one inning or less.
Well, I'm glad to hear this, because, you know, you hear that argument all the time about the two-inning, three-inning save, but you were someone who could go two innings, and you did it. So I'm glad to get that stat from you, because we're going to use it and talk about you during the year. Mariano Rivera just exceeded 600 saves. Some of your thoughts about him. Now, the kind of guy he is, the thick skin. I mean, he just comes out there the next day like nothing happened.
Well, you know what I think? What really helps Mo out, I think his reputation get guys out before he even get in there, you know. But, you know, the one thing is, I remember when he first came up, he was a setup man to John Wetland, you know, and they was like, he's throwing the cutter. We're trying to get him to straighten the ball out. I'm like, I want to meet that relief pitcher, coach, whoever it was, trying to get him to throw the ball straight, you know. But this man throws one pitch. You know what's coming. He knows what's coming. The guy in the third level knows what's coming, but they still can't hit it, man. And that's really so amazing with him. And, you know, I like that, you know, he does go out there and get the save, walk off the mound. He ain't, you know, doing the pistol and blowing the finger and all that good stuff, you know. He just goes out there and do his job. And he's really, I think, a mentor to anyone that would want to be a relief pitcher, you know, to look at, you know, the way he carries himself on and off the field. I mean, I love the guy.
You just made me laugh because I'm thinking of Valverde.
Well, you know what? You know, it's just that personality. You know, I was a laid-back type guy, you know. Mo would like that too, you know. And you notice he's finally somebody talked to him and started doing a few commercials, you know, because he wouldn't do nothing. You know, he would just, like, go do his job and go home. But, you know, he's really a sentimental type guy too. You know, I remember that little thing what they had at the stadium, you know, where he stayed out there at the Steinbrenner statue a little longer, you know. And that was really touching to see that, man, you know. But a lot of guys think that you got that thick skin. You don't think about things like that, you know. But, you know, those things like that, they really mean a lot to the guys. And I think I'd really like to see that in him.